So these are the questions for new and old boys. I'm not sure which of those two categories I fit into, but I guess I will leave that up to you to decide. The first question is, tell us a little or as much about you as you would like. So I'm 26. I'm Canadian, which you can probably tell from my accent. I work as an assistant manager at a coffee shop, and for hobbies, I spend a lot of time knitting, watching TV and movies, just pretty typical stuff, nothing too fancy. Question two is what made you decide to start recording, or what keeps you coming back? So, I have listened to audios for a long time and kind of just figured that I should give it a go myself one day, and I ended up liking it, and I figured why not do more? Three is what kind of recordings do you see yourself doing? For the ones that I've done prior to this, people have given me ideas and I've written my own scripts and recorded them, and I think it works out pretty well because then it's written in how I would speak, so I think it comes across a bit more natural. So rather than it seeming like I'm reading something straight from a page, you kind of get a feeling that it's just an improv, even though it's not. Four is what features, be they physical or mental, are most attractive to you and other people. And for physical, I would probably say that I notice people's style more than their actual like physical looks when I first meet them. So definitely like people who dress themselves well. It doesn't have to be anything super fancy, but like clothes that fit them. Nothing from, an old t-shirt from 20 years ago. And then for mental things, someone's sense of humor is definitely really important to me, especially if they can make like worse dad jokes than I can. That's always a plus. Question five is, what do you think is your most attractive quality? For physical with myself, I would probably say my hair. It's long, it goes down to about my belly button, and I've been taking really good care of it. I put a lot of effort into it, so I like to think that is definitely an attractive thing about myself. For not physical, I would probably say that I think I'm a good listener, and I think a lot of people appreciate that, so I think people would find that attractive as well. Six is, do you have a favorite book, movie, or song? Pick one. For my favorite movie, it's Her, which is kind of like a futuristic rom-com where a guy falls in love with a voice on the internet, which, yeah, it's weird, but it's really cool. Eight is, what are five things you want to do before you die? I don't really know if I have five. Two that I've definitely put a lot of thought into is that I would really like to travel a lot more, and I would love to learn another language at some point because I really only speak English and just a little bit of French. So yeah, I think both of those would be really cool. There's lots that, would be really neat to do before I die, but those are the two definitely big ones. Nine is, if you won $10 million, what would you do with the money? Relating back to the question that I just said, I definitely would put a lot towards getting to travel, and I would use a lot of the money to help out the people in my life to be able to make their lives better, help them pay off debts, or use the money to be able to reach a dream. It would just be really cool to be able to like help out the people that I love. And 10 is, what would be a relationship deal breaker for you? Number one would be lying in any form, just breaking my trust, cheating, any of that is just an absolute no. So yeah, those are the answers to those questions. I don't know how to end this now. I guess thanks for having me in your thread.